Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This is Shabbat Specials for Arbonne Rabbis Yishe Yichyu and the Chus Nachman Daniel and Rabbi Yitzvi Lina Shmaso Chus Moshe Rabbi Peshtina Raisa Rabbi Moshe Mordechai in Meseches Ksubis and Daflam at Beis Amit Beis and Tosis Dibar Maschel Zor. Tosis writes that Keren V'chomesh of Hekdesh, and when one has to pay Hekdesh, Keren V'chomesh for Me'ilah, it's not Kapara. It's not Alts Kapara, but rather it's Mamanus. He's paying Hekdesh, the Maman that he stole, and it's not Kapara. And what Tosis is trying to say by that is that that is the reason. It's explained by Marina Barbana, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Zitzal, whose Torah this is based upon. And what Tosis means is that the reason it's Shayach Tef Tashlumen, by this payment of Keren V'chomesh of Hekdesh, the reason we say Kim Lebedu Rabbi Mine is because it's Mammon. If it were Kapara, then we wouldn't say Kim Lebedu Rabbi Mine. But since it's Mammon, and for Mammon we have Kim Leibah D'Rabbah Mineh, so Mela there's Kim Leibah D'Rabbah Mineh by Keren V'chomesh of Hekdesh, and this is proved from the din of Ochel Chometz Shel Hekdesh B'Moed. What's the din of a person who eats Hekdesh Chometz on the Moed? The din is Ochel chametz shel hekdesh b'moed yesh omrim loy moal. Psachim 29. If somebody eats chametz of hekdesh on Pesach, so he's over on the Isser Kares of chametz, and he's also over on Me'ilah. So some say, no, there's no Me'ilah here. We say Kim Leibed Rabbi Mine. The Gemara says, who is this? Is Rebbe Nachunya ben Akana. So Tosis explains that the reason according in Tosis' Teretz, the reason according to Rebbe Nachunya ben Akana, we say Kim Leibed Rabbi Mine by Ochel Chometz Shel Hekdesh, even though we have Gzeres HaKasev, as Tosis writes, that by Me'ilah there is payment, even if you hold like Rebbe that if one is mazed by Me'ilah he's chayiv Misa, nevertheless here we're still going to say Kim Leibed Rabbi Mine, because here we're dealing with Mammon. And you would say that normally Pshat is that we don't say Kim Leibed Rabbi Mine by Me'ilah. If Gzeres HaKasev, that by Me'ilah, even though according to Rebbe you're Chayiv Misa, but nevertheless by Me'ilah, B'Shogeg you have to pay. We don't say Kim Leibed Rabbi Mine, it's Gzeres HaKasev. And so to Ochel Truma B'Shkaga, one's mazed, one is Chayiv Misa. Nevertheless, B'Shogeg, one has to pay. Zvivik Zeres HaKasev. Nevertheless, when it comes to eating Chometz of Hekdesh, we do say Kim Leibed Rabbi Mine, and he doesn't have to pay, and there's no Zeres HaKasev. And the reason is because it's Mammon. And by Mammon, when one has to pay Mammon, then the din is that there is no Kim Leibed Rabbi Mine. There is Kim Leibed Rabbi Mine. And that's why he doesn't have to pay when he eats Chametz Shel Hekdesh. Because the Keren Chomesh of Hekdesh is not Alts Kapara. If it were Mitzat Kapara, then we wouldn't say Kim Levi Raminate, you'd have to pay. And that's what Tosva says about Truma. Truma, we don't say Kim Levi Raminate when he's Shogeg Betruma, and he has to pay. Why? Because the Tashlumin are together kapar, not together Tashlum Mamin. And that's why if the coin wants to be Moichel, he can't be Moichel. It's not Mamin, it's Kapara. And the whole din of Kim Levi Raminei is Shaykh only B'Tashlum Mamin, that the Torah ponders him. Aval B'Tashlum Shu Kapara, that it's a schus to be Miskaper, so the Torah didn't prevent for the schus. Didn't prevent him this chus. And therefore it's not shaykhim l'duramine by truma, because truma is a kapara. Aval karen b'choy mishal hekdesh es tosis einu mishalim mishum kapara l'misham mamun shagazal hekdesh. There, by karen b'chomish of hekdesh, it's not alts kapara. It's mamunis that he stole from hekdesh. B'lachen imeshalav gam chiyuv karet paturu min atashlumim. If he also has a chiyuv kares, then he's going to be putter from Tashlum. If it's just Me'ila without a Chiyuv Kares, and there we have a special Gilui that he has to pay B'Shogeg. But we don't have a Gilui by Kares when he eats Chametz of Hekdesh that he has to pay. We don't have a Gilui for that in the Torah, so Me'ila doesn't have to pay, because it's Mamanus and he's putter from Mamun. Al tzkim lebe derabimine, because he's chayiv in the more chamur kares. Ad kan midivrei atosfot. As shuv, legabei keren b'chomesh al hekdesh, ze lo mishum kapara, ze mamon, v'lachein hu mishalei mamon shegazal hekdesh, ve shayach b'tashlumim alalu din kim lebe derabimine. Because Kim Levi Raminei patters you from Tashlumei Mamin. Aval Rambam cholek al Tosfot b'ze. Rambam kotev b'perek Aleph me'elchot Me'ila b'alacha Gimel kol ha'ne'ane min ha'ekdesh b'zadon harei ze lo keo mishalem ayvei yizmir. If a person's nene from Hekdesh b'mezid, he gets Malkus, and he also has to pay. So he doesn't kimle. As mevoar midivrei Rambam, shehu sover shebetashlumei mi'ila ein ptur shel kimle b'drabe mine. By mi'ila, he's not pater alts kimle. By Me'ila he's chayv for both. As mevoar, shebetashlumei Me'ila ein p'tur shakim l'rabinei, v'kvar amdu ha'mefarshim. Ma tam b'met lo omrim she'en lo keo mishalem. What about the hochach of Tosfos? Tosfos proves that if a person's nana from Hekdesh, Mizacho Chametz Chametz Shel Hekdesh B'Moed, he's Pater from Tashlum. Atzkim Lebed Rabbamine. And the Rambam holds that if a person eats Chametz of Hekdesh in the Moed, he's Chayiv. Because the Rambam writes, Kol Anenim in a Hekdesh B'Zadon, Harei Zeh Lokal Mishalei. He gets both. He doesn't give him offer for a Kim Levi D'Rabbeinu. Why not? How's the Rambam going to deal with the Tosfos and Psachim? That if you eat Chametz of Hekdesh in the Moed, you're Pater. It's of Kimle. So how can the Rambam say no? Anyhow, no, you get from Hekdesh Bezodom, you get both. So you see that B'tashlim Emi'ila, there's no Ptur of Kimle B'drabmine. Now, Tosis in Pesachim, and Aflamed Gimel Amar Aleph, writes that the Rebbe is not Mechayiv Misa, or if a person's Mezid B'Me'ila, unless he eats. But not if somebody's merely Nana Min HaHekdesh. But the only time Rebbe says you're Chayiv Misa, if you're Mezid B'Me'ila, is when a person eats, but not if he's nana min hahekdesh. That the word mechayiv misa b'me'ila is because we don't exer a shav of chet chet from truma, and by truma you're only chayiv al tzachila. So to hekdesh you're only chayiv misa al tzachila. The of Beis Din and Mir, of Avram Tzvi Kamai, Shem Yinkom Damo, couldn't understand the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet apparently didn't see this Tosfos. Could it be? Because the Avnei Miluim is Mechadesh. When a woman is Noderes Hana Miyavama, and she says she's not getting Hana from somebody she has to do Yibum with, since Noderes is Konamos, since it's like a karban, it's like hekdesh, and we pass in yesh me'ila bekonamos. If so, according to Rebbe, that if one is mezid b'me'ila, he's chayiv misa. So this is not merely a chayiv lav; it's chayiv misas. This woman being nana from this man is chayiv misas. And therefore, there's no tefisas kedushin. Because if a woman is asur to a man, midin chayve misis and not chayve lavin, there's no tefisas kedushin. And this woman made a neder not to get hana from this yavama. Nidarim are like konamos. Yesh me'ila b'konamos, so we're talking about me'ila here. So according to Rebbe, that hezid b'me'ila is misa, so this isn't just a her getting hana from him is not just a lav to chi of misa. So that means that this union can't have kedushin, because a union that entails chiyuv misa is not a union. It's not tefisas kedushin. And the mele, he says, there's no zika. So they're not bound to each other at all. That's what the Avnei Miluim says. But wait a second. What about Tosfos? Tosfos writes that Rebbe only said his words about Chayev Misa by Achila, and not by Hana. Her nether was not to get Hana from him. And that is no Chayev Misa. Memela, they can get married. Their marriage is not does not entail Misa. So how can the Avnei Miluim miss this Tosfos? The Tosfos writes that Rabbi only said his word about Chayvei Misas be'achila, not be'hanah. And here by Kedushin, the issue is the Yisr Hana. That's not a Chiyuv Misa. So there should be Tfisas Kedushin. That's the Kasha of Agoin of Beis and Demir, Rav Avraham Tzvi Kamai, Zechet Tzad, V'Kadosh Levrach Hashem, Yinkom Damo, was killed by the Nazis. So maybe, says Marina Varbeno, the Rosh Hashiva Zitzal, we could be Mechadish, as follows. That the Chiluk of Tosfos, Vishitas Rebbe, between Achila Lahana, is not Klape Ofen Hashimush B'Davar Shel Hekdesh. The Dafka B'Shimush Da Achila Chitsha Torah Chiyuv Misa, V'lo B'Sha'ar Shimushim. What do we think originally the Chiluk was? That Rebbe was only talking about Achila, and not Hana, how you use it. If you use it by eating it, Chayiv Misa. If you use it by benefiting from it, no Chayiv Misa. No, that's not what Rebbe was saying. The Yisod of Rebbe's Chiluk is B'chomer HaKedusha Shenitchadesh Chomer Miyuchad B'Kedushat HaKedesh Sheyesh Ba Din Mita. That there's a special Chomer, there's a special severity in the Kedushas HaHekdesh that has a Chiyuv Misa, that has a Din Misa. And this Kedusha Chamura was only Mischadish Klape Achila, not Klape other Hanaos. And it's mamish like Truma. That a person's Mischayev Misa by Achila and not by other Hanaos is because it's Kedusha is Lenin Achila v'lo Lenin Hanao. So too by a Hekdesh, we have a chiddush of a tosefes chomer b'kedushaso le'inyan din misa. V'chomer zen is chadesh dafka le'inyan achila. U'mishum kach lo mechayev mita ela ba'achila v'lo b'shar hana'ot. That the chomer ha'kedusha of hekdesh is only legabe achila. And that's why there's only a din misa legabe achila and not legabe hana. And according to this, it would appear that this chiluk is only shaykh legabei tshuma vehekdesh. Shehatorah hi shehegdira vikava et dinei hakdusha vigdareha. Only by truma and hekdesh did the Torah define and establish the laws of kedusha and the boundaries of kedusha. Vehu basiyato eino poel et etzem hakdusha. He doesn't make the Kedusha, he just makes the Chalos Truman Hekdesh. And the Gidrei Kedusha, according to what the Torah was Koveh. And therefore, we say that these Kedushas of Truman Hekdesh, the Torah's Mechadesh, a distinction in the severity of the Kedusha between eating and other types of benefit. But by Konamos, when someone says Konam Alai, making a Neder, making it like a Karban, there's no mitzius chefsa shel kedushas konamos. There is no reality of this entity called holy konams. But rather, all of the boundaries, all of the definitions, all of the parameters of the severity of the kedusha of konamos depend on what this person did. It's not that he makes the chalos konam and then the Torah gives it kedusha. He gives it the kedusha according to the essence of the prohibition that he created and attached to this object. That if he forbade an object behana, hare kedushat konamot nitchatsha le'inyan hana'a. If he assered an object behana, so the kedusha of the konam was mischadesh le'inyan hana. V'nimtza shebekonamot lo shayach chiluk b'chomer hakdusha. Shekshoser ha'chefetz b'hana'a hare chomer kdusha shel mi'ila sheyesh b'isur hana'a ze sheve mamash l'chomer hakdusha sheyesh b'hekdesh l'inyan achila. Ve'in chiluk b'in achila l'hana'a ela klapei ofen ha'shimush ולא כלפי חומר הקדושה. וצדקו דברי האבני מילואים דאיקא מיתה בהנאה דקונמות. meaning that if a person assers an object behana, the kedusha of the konam was mischadesh leinyan hana, and it emerges that in konamas there's no chiluk in the chomer hakedusha between eating and getting hana. When it comes to hekdesh and shruma, the din is that you make the chalos hekdesh and shruma, and then the Torah establishes the kedusha. And the Torah established that it only has kedusha l'inyan chiyuv misa vis-a-vis achila, and not vis-a-vis other things. When it comes to konamos, there the Torah doesn't establish the kedusha. The person establishes the kedusha. There's no chilek in the chomer hakedusha. When a person asers something bahana, so this is just like asering, it has the same severity of kedusha that hekdesh has l'inyan achila, because here the person is establishing the parameters, and he established that the parameters of this kedusha are even klapei the hana. So that would equate it with the chomer hakedusha of hekdesh l'inyan achila. And that's why there's going to be no distinction between achila and hana, because the distinction between achila and hana is how you use it, and not klape chomer hakedusha, how holy it is. The issue here is how holy is an object. Hekdesh and truma are only holy enough to be mechayiv misa when it comes to achila, not when it comes to hana. Konamos, where the kedusha is not established by the Torah, but by the person. So if a person establishes the kedusha vis-a-vis achila, vis-a-vis hana, then that has the same chomer kedusha as hekdesh and shuma, like abe achila. And therefore the Abnei Miluim is correct, that there is misa when it comes to konamos, when it comes to hana of konamos, and therefore if a woman is noderes hana miyavama, that's called a konam, and we pass in yesh mi'ila b'konamos it's mi'ila, and therefore according to Rebbe, who holds that by mi'ila hezid b'mi'ila there's misa, so this isn't just a lav, it's a chayve misis, getting hana from this man, and therefore there's no tfisis kedushin, and if there's no tfisis kedushin there's no zika b'chla. The Abnei Miluim was correct. Ela sheyesh ladun, the Abnei Miluim is in Pashit for another reason. That even though we hold yesh mi'ila b'konamos, but doesn't mamish have chomer hekdesh. Mishnah Melech Perek Dal Milach Ates Shadanim loike b'konamos gamishim lav de mi'ila. Not the same exact level. Therefore, that's why the Mishnah Melech can discuss if a person gets Malkus also Alts Me'ila, because it's not necessarily Mamish Me'ila. And if so, we can say that the Din Misa was only Mischadesh by Hekdesh Mamish and not by Konamos. And even if we say that there is Misa by Me'ila de Konamos, still, who says there's going to be no Zika? Because there's no Isser B of a Din Erva. Stam an Isser Neder. And that is no Shaychus to Tfisis Kedushin. Tfisis Kedushin is if she made an Isser B. But here there's no specific Isser B. It all stems from the Isser Neder, that she's not allowed to get Hana. So maybe that's not strong enough to prevent the Zika, to prevent this connection between them. And it could be, we can go a step further, and we can say that there is a case that even ba'achila mamish, there's not going to be misa aliba de Rebbe. And that is because based on what we explain, that the chiyuv misa that we have by achila is because there's a chomer be'etzem ha'kedusha, it would appear that even by achila mamish, there's going to be no misa according to Rebbe. Unless we're talking about kachem mizbeach, that are kedushim kedush saguf, but not kachem berak habayis, that are only kedushas domim. If it's for temple upkeep, it only has monetary holiness, and this is based on the sort of the nesivis and simon chavches, if cut and beis, that there's a difference between the din mi'ila by kedushas domim of berak habayis and the din of mi'ila by kedush saguf. That by kedushas domim, the chiyuv is not that he stole and made hekdesh lose. And on that Tosis writes that mitoras gzela were mechayiv him, and there's a din of kimle b'derabimine. That by kedushas damim, the chiyuv is that he made hekdesh lose, and on that aratosis in Ksubis Daf Lamed writes that mitoras gzela mechayivin anlay, and there's a din of kimle b'derabimine. That's how we started. That Karen v'chomesh al hekdesh isn't mishum kapara, it's mishum mammon, that he was gozel hekdesh, and therefore there's a din of kim lebe derabimine, like a ochel chometz shel hekdesh b'moed. We say kim lebe derabimine because it's a chiyuv mammonis, and the person's already chayiv karis; he doesn't have to pay the mammon. So that's all when it comes to bedek habayis. But by kedushas haguf, it's a different vort. Kedushas haguf, the chiyuv is mitoras kapara, says the Nesivis. And not because he's mafsid mammon hekdesh. The reason one does me'ila by kedushas haguf, he has to pay, is because of kapara. And not because he's mafsid mammon hekdesh. So now it would appear that by berak habayis there's no chiluk at all between achila and anah, because we explained that this chiluk is only klape, is not vis-a-vis the usage, how he uses it, but rather that vis-a-vis the cheftza of a hekdesh, the chomer kedusha of a hekdesh. And since bedek habayis, the whole chiyuv is al gzeilas mamon hekdesh, shebimilasa, why should we be mechalek between achila and hana? What's the difference? Yes, they're different shimushim, achila and hana, but they have the same shorash achiyuv, hefsid mamon. So what's the difference between he was mafsid mamon via achila, for he was mafsid mamon via hana? So when it comes to shimush, when it comes to bedek habayis, kachei bedek habayis, there's going to be no chiluk between achila and hana. Rebbe says that if he eats it, he's chayiv misa dafka, but not if he uses it. So this chiluk between hana and achila is not going to be the bedek habayis, because klapei kedushas bedek habayis, the problem is your mafsid mamon hekdesh. So we're talking about the chomer kedusha, right? And it's how holy is this object? This object is so holy it forbids you to be mafsid the mamon. So what does it matter how you're mafsid the mamon? Achila and anah are going to be the same thing. You can't distinguish between them, because they're both defined as hefsid mamon. And therefore, even by achila, there's going to be no chiyuv misa. Because this isn't considered achila, this is just considered hana, mafsid mamon hekdesh. Because the vort isn't that he ate it. The vort is that he was mafsid mamon hekdesh. That's in the same category as hana. And only gabe kochem is beach, that our kodesh kedush saguf, and the chiv is kapara al hana also, we could be mechalek. Oh, you need kapara. So I'll tell you, when you ate, when a person ate, so the kedusha of this object that requires a kapara is the gabe achila. But it doesn't extend to hana. Parameters of the kedusha don't extend to hana. There's only chomer kedushas hekdesh linyan achila, and one is going to be chayav misa according to Rebbe, as Tosis understands it. V'nal le'inyan hana. When it comes to mamanis, hefsid maman, how does it matter how he's being mafsid the maman? So chila and nar are the same. Just like by hana there's no chiv misa, so to achila there's no chiv misa. But only when it comes to kachem mizbeach, that our kadosh kedush saguf, there it needs a kapara for violating the kedusha. So maybe it's only considered a violation of the kedusha vis-a-vis achila, because it only has the chomer kedusha linyan achila, and not linyan hana. So what does it matter how he's stealing it? It's the same word. Shorash achiv is hefsid mammon. And if you buy chizum and achiv, it's like a bechal shem is beach, that it's holy b'kedush saguf. And a person needs kapara for violating kedush saguf. Maybe the kedush saguf only applies to its achila. It's so holy, you're not allowed to eat it. But we said it's so holy, you're not allowed to be nene. That's not Machayev Misa. So these are some thoughts in this sugya. There's just so much more to say. So please stay tuned. And we will hopefully see continuing Nifla'ot, Gedolot Me'od, Mitorat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, and most beloved.